4, we have 3 texts, 2 texts we are going to read now. I invite Merveille to help me to read Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and after that he will read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 till 12.
Let us read together Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's read Matthew chapter 2.
Yes.
Verse 13.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
Till 12.
12. The Bible says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born, in Bethlehem, in Judea. They replied, for this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, is the land of Judah, are by no means last among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. 7. Then Herod called the magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until they stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gift of gold and incense of the myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Brother and sister, the topic of our message today is our salvation, fulfillment of prophecy. Our salvation, fulfillment of prophecy. Salvation is Jesus Christ, the object of our experience and our witness, is not an accident. It is the accomplishment not only of God's project announced since the fall of man into disobedience, but also a salvation which has been proclaimed from a very distant past by the holy prophets. If this salvation of human being was announced before, and its fulfillment was effected by the birth of Jesus, who by his advent upsets the entire story of human being, this sufficiently proves the great value of this salvation. The value of the accomplishment of the salvation for humanity is not limited only by the universal celebration of Christmas as a feast, as we have done, but it's a fulfillment in the life of each and everyone. It is also the commitment of everyone to announce this salvation to the whole world so that it is materialized in the life of all those who live in darkness in all its forms. Brother and sister, during this message, we will remind two aspects. The first is to try to speak about three prophecies by which this salvation was really announced. And second, we'll speak about the fulfillment of this prophecy according to the evangelist Matthew. Let's speak first of all about three prophecies. There is many, but we choose three only from the Bible. We choose Genesis, Isaiah, and Micah. I want to speak first of all about Genesis. It's Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. When we read in Genesis chapter 2, 3, verse 15, we see that God Himself announced and promised the coming of salvation through the birth of the Savior by a woman. This proves that our salvation is a priority and an emergency for God. The second prophecy is Isaiah. We read there, chapter 9, verse 6. God, through the prophet Isaiah, announces what the Savior is and the role he plays in the life of a person, of the family, even of the nation. The Savior is admirable. Miraculous birth through a virgin. It means to God, impossible become possible. Hallelujah. Our Savior is advisor. It means He is the Word. He calls to exist what doesn't exist in your life, in your family, in the church, in our finances, in our country, and so on. Hallelujah. The Savior is Eternal Father. the Father. He never died. Orphans find in him hope and joy. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. When you are forgiven from all your sins, when we have been forgiven from all our sins, we find peace in the storm. Amen. The last prophecy is in Micah. In chapter 5, verse 2, which is quoted by Matthew. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, we read, "And you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, little one among the thousands of Judah, from you will come for me the one who will rule over Israel, whose origin goes back to all times, to the day of eternity." Brother and sister, salvation of God is kind of emancipation. This means God choosing isolated places, hopeless families, humiliated person to raise them. Amen. We'll speak about the second part of our message, the fulfillment of this prophecy according to the evangelist Matthew. About the fulfillment of the prophecy, we read in Matthew chapter 2. We could read all the chapter, but we chose only the first part of this chapter. In Matthew, that the birth of Jesus was effective, and it was at the time of King Herod. In that chapter, three persons attracted our attention in this text. There is the Magus, King Herod, and the couple of Joseph and Mary. Let's think about the Magus from the East. We learn the reading of the sign of the time. They discovered a star like no other and accepted to be guided by it at all costs. Let's imagine the voyage they did. They discovered that Jesus was not a child like all others. They showed a behavior of obedience to the message received from God through nature. Brother and sister, God can speak to us even through nature. It's better to be careful. Jesus is the light that enlightens our hearts. These hearts that were soiled from the birth by the corruption of sin. It is through the discovery of what Jesus is for us that we sacrifice ourselves in order to get His salvation. Sometimes we may be close to the source of our Lord's grace, but we neglect them. But it is those who come from far away who discover their value in order to benefit from them. You are here from January to December, but you never decide to give your life to Jesus. But those who are coming from far away may know the grace from Jesus here in our Gomaville parish. Let's say about King Herod. We read jealousy. Jealousy. He doesn't want to wait for another person to emerge next to him. He considered that he cannot be replaced. And this attitude led him to torment and all Jerusalem with him. When he learned about the birth of a new king, God teaches us here that we can be replaced. We are part of Gomaville. We can be replaced. You know, and this attitude is not good. We shouldn't think that we are not replaced in all area of our life. Pastor, teacher, shopkeepers, choir members, doctor, politician, and so on. We can be replaced. Other personality, we have to know that other personality will be born next to us. No matter how small, don't try to kill them. Amen. Don't try to kill them. In spite of Herod's effort to try to kill Jesus, he did not succeed, but he was the one who ended his life badly. Let us learn, brother and father, to understand the evolution of the little ones who are born beside us. Little in faith, little in politics, little in business. This is what we still call today in the Sedeka discipleship. Hallelujah. To let grow little person. Amen. The last point is about the couple of Jesus, Joseph and Mary. We read listening and obedience to the voice of God, which has characterized them and all cost at all cost. From verse 13 to 23, we may find how Joseph and Mary was following when they understood that King Herod will kill Jesus. Joseph was divinely warned, and he was ready to lead by night from Bethlehem to Egypt. And it was without complaining. Following the same path, while we could say that he's stable in Egypt, he's instructed to return to Israel with his wife and the child Jesus. But as if that were not enough, he understood that he should not return to Bethlehem but rather to Nazareth. It was a complicated voyage. But he was listening the voice of God. Amen. He has been a constant listener to the Lord. We are called to listen to the Lord and be of cheer to Him. Then we will reach our destination. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, despite the length of the night, what God has promised will eventually come to pass. His plan of salvation for all of us cannot change. No matter what, Jesus is the light that shines in our heads. He teaches humanity and the promotion of other when we enter in the school of his listening and obedience at all costs. Brother and sister, salvation is available to us. The great salvation we have ended the year by God's grace. I hope it's true. We are going to begin the new year by the grace of God. But that God is waiting for us is to choose to be close to Him. To be close to Him says now and tomorrow and forever. How will you escape neglecting such a great salvation? Brother and sister, come to Jesus today. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Can we clap again to the Lord? Can we clap again to the Lord? Thank you, Pastor Nyondo. Four quick takeaways that I have from this message. Number one is that salvation, the birth of Jesus, was foretold from generations to generations, and we see its fulfillment when Christ is born. We are told that God makes the impossible possible. He takes those who are lowly and raises them up to the high place. We've also been told that we need to prepare space for others. We should not be like Herod. As soon as you are put in a position, start preparing to leave so that others can come and grow in your position. And you know what? When you leave, God prepares you some other bigger place and bigger blessings. And lastly, that we need to be obedient to God like Joseph and Mary were. They carried this great privilege of having Jesus, but it made them go around the known world at that time to protect that life. Let's be obedient to where God leads us. I'm going to ask Pastor Nyondo to stand here in front and his family to also come and join him. We've been announcing for a couple of months now that Pastor Nyondo will be transferred to Sebe Kahimbi Day at Betani. And today is the day that we get a chance to say Yeah, you can come to say goodbye to him. You'll be seeing him around. So he's still around. You'll be seeing him around, but this is officially when we want to say thank you for him. You can see him and the family. The pastor has already shared the message, and we want to say thank you. Can we stand and clap to the Lord for the work that they've done? Let's clap to the Lord for the work that pastor has been able to do with the family. Let's clap to the Lord for the work. Claps of thank you. Can we wave to them as we greet them? I know we cannot touch them, but we can wave to them and greet them. Thank you very much. Maybe pastor will sit. The kids say they have a short song that they're going to sing, if you're going to sing it together. And after that, I will tell you what's next. We'll give them space for that song.
We are going to sing the hymn, a hymn called Close to You. We want to be close to Jesus for all along our pilgrim journey. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're my everlasting portion, more than friends.